For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Johnny, my meltdown, and I don't know how it's not anybody else's meltdown at this point in the listening audience. I'm sure a lot of people are fed up with this human being. Had enough of his rhetoric, his face on TV all the time.
Ooh.
Of course I'm talking about Anthony Fauci.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Fauci's gotta go, dude. I've had enough of this guy. Now, the latest thing where I've had enough is early in this, a year ago, Senator Tom Cotton came out and said that I have some intel from our CIA and our intelligence agencies that, you know, maybe, I don't know, but maybe, perhaps, COVID-19 may have leaked from the Wuhan virology lab in Wuhan, where this virus started. Now, the official story that China said was that it came from a wet market in Wuhan. Okay. And he didn't say that it was. He just said, I don't think we can discount that possibility. Now, corporate news outlets just fell over themselves to say that, no, this is a debunked conspiracy theory. How it was debunked, other than them saying so, is still up for a debate because they've never debunked it. Now, Anthony Fauci has also said that, no, I believe it came from the market there. He says, yeah, no, actually, I'm not convinced about that. Uh-huh. I think that we should investigate what went on in China until we find out, the best of our ability, what happened. He said that on a May 11th interview. He said, certainly the people who've investigated it say it likely was the emergence from an animal reservoir and it then infected individuals, but it could have been something else, and we need to find out. There was also a report that there was a couple of workers in that lab that was went and got medical treatment for a severe respiratory illness right around the time.
It was more than a couple. They said a few, and this was November of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, bum. Yeah.
So I just get so frustrated because I don't know how press has any credibility anymore at this point. They called it a conspiracy theory. They fell over themselves to run smoke screens for China for some reasons just because it was something that a Republican senator said out loud. So they automatically default take the opposite position. Now Vox got caught today stealthily editing their articles to bring out the fact that it was a conspiracy theory. They kind of covered that up. They put in an editor's note, and they're supposed to label those clearly. They didn't in some of those articles. They just changed them, period. And they memory hole people, right? So now they think that, oh, no, this was, you know, something that was kicked around back then. But they called him a wacko for this. And it turns out that he might be right. Not saying he is right, but just keeping an open mind about the possibility of this. Ron DeSantis had some things to say about it today. Oh, no, that's
hell
music.
Yeah, he was doing it with Jimmy Buffett. Damn, I love our governor, dude.
Yeah, he's the best. Where's that coming from?
He's like, hey, where did we go? Somewhere in China. Looks like some people in Wuhan got some answers for us.
I don't know where this sound's coming from. It's got to be in one
of
my tabs.
Windows.
Which one, though?
I don't know, bro.
Is it this one?
Close them all, Will. Close them all. I don't know, man.
I really don't know where this is coming from. This is insane. Where the hell is it coming from?
I don't know, but I thought it was Jimmy Buffett, and it totally wasn't.
Why is
Van
Morrison?
I know.
All the windows are closed. I have no idea where this is coming
from. Shut up. Wow. Your computer is possessed by Van Morrison?
Look, everything's shut down. This is coming from the computer somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, man.
This is bizarre. Oh, there it goes.
What was it?
It was a play line that was up. How is that a thing? Brown Eyed Girl from Van Morrison is queued up somehow.
Yeah, it's a, you know, some people still use the house music that we have.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it a long time ago.
Well, that's a good idea to use that, but now I lost my spot because I closed everything.
Adorable.
Let me see here. Send items. Go in there. This is bad for my meltdown. This is bad for my meltdown. Oh, man. All right, here's Ron DeSantis talking about this debunked conspiracy theory.
I have information that this very well may have emanated from the Wuhan lab, that it was a leak from the lab. But you remember when people last year were raising that as something that needed to be investigated, they were deplatformed for talking about the lab leak. They were censored for having said that. And now even Fauci admits that this may be something that very well is the case. Are they going to now censor Fauci and pull him down off social media?
Right. No, of course not. They aren't going to do that. And this is going back to the things where these rules aren't being applied evenly. So now Ronnie D's stepping in and making sure that this doesn't deplatformed for saying something that's just doesn't it seem more likely? I mean, seriously, people who are even, you know, blue and not on people. I mean, doesn't it just seem more likely that a coronavirus came from a lab of virology where they study coronaviruses over a wet market?
Yes.
I mean, just a possibility. Like, yeah, we shouldn't just discount that. I don't understand the rush to just discount these ideas and throw them out and call people lunatics.
I heard people calling people racist for even thinking it last year. I'm like, what are you talking about? It has nothing to do with race at all. It has to do with common sense and like what could possibly be more logical, you know? Like, and it is funny because I saw NBC. I was watching NBC News earlier, and they were reporting it like they were breaking this. They're like, yes. Now, questions are arising that maybe it came from the Wuhan lab, as it's been reported that a few of the, you know, workers in the Wuhan lab had respiratory illness in November of 2019. I'm like, don't act like you're breaking this news. You guys were talking smack about this a year ago like it was hate speech. Like, what is going on?
I mean,
like, why can't we just be logical and not political on every damn thing.
Everything. It's so annoying. And I feel like I get, my default position is I get caught defending these Republican politicians, but it's because they're just completely smeared in press, and it doesn't go the other way. Maybe on Fox News or something, but I don't watch Fox News, so I have no idea what goes on over there.
I try to find the most neutral news sites, but there's not a lot out there. And then sometimes I find myself watching Fox and CNN back and forth just to try to see how insane both of them are, because they both are. And, you know, it's like, man, I wonder if I can find the truth somewhere in the middle here. It's going to be tough, but it's fun to watch either way.
And there used to be a time when somebody would send me a link to Vox or something. I would look into it. Now I just go, that's crazy stuff. I can't even look at that and take it seriously because it's probably fake. I mean, fake news does exist, and it gets exposed on social media. Like I said, they try to memory hole you with stealth editing these stories to edit out all that stuff where they said it was a kooky conspiracy theory and Tom Cotton's an idiot and a moron and a crazy person. So they edit that stuff out, and then you go back and look at the article, and it doesn't really say anything about that. And it says, oh, yeah, this might have come from a lab, possibly. We don't know. But it's just it's crazy, man. I can't take this anymore. It's driving me insane.
I know. Yeah, and it's worth a meltdown. All right, I'm ready for my meltdown. It's just as intense and as important as yours.
In 3, 2, 1.
No! Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. Hamburger restaurants, it's officially time to step up your game. Something happened to me yesterday, and it changed everything. Now, there are no more excuses. And I don't care what kind of a restaurant you are. I don't care if you're fast food, slow food, late night food, whatever kind of food. It has to change. Because I, in a pinch, got a hamburger. Myself and Leah got a hamburger yesterday from a goddamn gas station.
Whoa.
And it was better than most of the burgers I've had in the last year.
Wow.
You restaurateurs should be ashamed. I'm talking to you, Applebee's. I'm talking to you, Chili's. I'm talking to you, every drive-thru restaurant that serves a hamburger. You should be ashamed. Because I walked into a Wawa in St. Petersburg yesterday before I went to the Vortex, right around the corner from the Vortex. And we messed around. We drove all up and down Central, went downtown. We were going to get something to eat. Couldn't figure anywhere out to go. It was packed down there on a Sunday. Couldn't find parking. So we got to the point where we only had about 20 minutes to eat something. We were starving. So we went to Old Faithful Wawa. And I was like, we'll grab a sandwich at Wawa. And that's when I remembered Wawa has hamburgers now and pasta bowls and all kinds of stuff. They kind of ramped up their menu game during the pandemic. And I was like, you know, I've heard their burger is pretty good. We talked about it on the air one night when a caller called in and said the burger and fries is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I know they're not back there flipping burgers. I know that they probably microwave the patties and put them in a steamer pan and wait on them. I get it. But even so, by the time I ordered myself a cheeseburger with bacon and lettuce and tomatoes and... they come on a brioche bun. I got garlic aioli and all kinds of stuff on it. By the time I paid for it and walked back to the deli counter, our burgers were ready, Will. They were ready in less time than you could go through McDonald's and sit in the drive. And I thought, well, they're not going to be good because they're ready. And granted, they weren't like steamy hot. They weren't cold, but they were, you know... they weren't, like, super hot. But I will say this, and I'll send you a picture of this thing because I had to take a picture of it, Will. As a matter of fact, I'll tweet out a picture of this Wawa hamburger that I took from the front seat of my car where I ate it. It's huge. It's huge. Like, and it was good. The toppings on it were fresh and good. I was giggling eating this damn Wawa hamburger. And by the way, Wawa doesn't pay me to say that. They do pay people on the station, though, so I do support them. But, I mean, everybody knows I've been a Wawa advocate from the time they even moved into Florida, but I was blown away. But as soon as I was happy about this Wawa burger, I was immediately having a meltdown, pissed off at everybody else that serves up crap hamburgers. The game has been changed. The bar has been risen. Step it up, bitch. If you sell a hamburger, you can't let Wawa beat you. It's a gas station. All right, that's it.
Wow. I got to go. I might go get a Wawa hamburger on Wednesday.
Dude, I'm telling you. Leah was, she doesn't eat like I eat. She ate her whole damn hamburger. She was like, my belly hurts. It was so good. I mean, it was good. Like, I was blown away by it. The bun was nice and soft, brioche bun, like, and then, like I said, in the convenience, too. By the time I walked from the cash register over to wait on my food, it was already sitting there. I go, that can't be. And it was good. It was unbelievable.
Did you get the fries, too?
Yeah, and they were pretty okay, too. They weren't, like, really, really great, but they weren't that bad. Mm-hmm. And I got a coffee-flavored milkshake. It was sitting there ready for me. Mm-hmm. So I got, like, I only drank about a quarter of the milkshake. Cause, you know, it was kind of a superfluous buy, but... It was a great little quick meal. And I mean, and for the two of us, we both got big ass cheeseburgers. She got some sort of a drink. I got the milkshakes. We got fries. It was like $18. I was like, what the hell?
Good deal. Like,
try doing that at Wendy's. I dare you. It's going to be a lot more than $18. So
yeah,
I was blown away. I was blown away, bro.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.